Heavenly Father, we call upon you this day in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, knowing that you know all things and that you are with us, we ask thee, O Lord our God, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the paths of righteousness. Give us the strength, O Lord and God, to stand against the evil of our time, to be a voice in the wilderness, and Lord, to be able to call out, yea unto Herod and his adulteries, that God will judge. And Lord, to hold up a standard, regardless of how high the price is, that we hold that blood-stained banner high, that we never compromise, O Lord and God, and we'll give you the praise and the thanks, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we're marching up the King's Highway. Good. You marched good. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Brother Ralph?
I need thee.
I need thee.
Oh.
And now, the Alamo Quartet.
Since Jesus took my burden away, now I never am lonely, guided by my Lord only. I'm walking in His presence each day.
Oh, what a wonderful feeling in my heart.
Since Jesus spoke peace to me. Did a marvelous life He did impart.
In mercy
saved my dying soul and set me free.
Now I will faithfully
faithful on that journey
that's leading to
that beautiful home just over the way.
Oh, what a
wonderful feeling every day.
Since Jesus spoke peace to me.
Since I started to glory, I am telling the story. Since Jesus took my burden away, I am trusting Him ever. He will lead me no never. I'm walking in His presence each day.
Oh, what a
wonderful feeling in my heart.
Since Jesus spoke peace to me.
In God's life He did impart.
In mercy
saved my dying soul and set me free.
Now I will grow
to be faithful on that journey
that's leading
to that beautiful home just over the way.
Oh, what a
wonderful feeling every day.
Since Jesus spoke
peace to me.
Some changes made.
Yes, amen, I believe it. There's going to be some changes made. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now the Alamo Brothers Quintet.
Well, I want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I want to go to heaven and rest. I want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I wanna go to heaven and rest. Well, now, wanna be born and it won't be long. Look for me and I'll be gone. Going down to Jordan, gonna wheel and dine. God's gonna change this frame of mind. Oh, my Lordy, I wanna go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I wanna go to heaven and rest. I wanna go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. Some say, give me gold. I say, give me Jesus. He's precious to a dying soul. Hey, my Lord, and I want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I want to go to heaven and rest. I want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I want to go to heaven and rest.
Well, Lord. One of these mornings it won't be long. Look for me and I'll be gone. Going up to heaven and sing and shout. Nobody that's gonna put me out. Oh, my Lordy, I
want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best. I've been to the pool, I've been baptized. I want to go to heaven and rest. I want to go to heaven and rest. Down here I've done my best.
I want to go to heaven and rest. By and by, little children.
Great God, I'm gonna
lay down his heavy load. By and by, little children.
By and by. Great God, I'm gonna
lay down this heavy load. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout.
I'm gonna lay down heavy load.
Ain't nobody there gonna order me out.
I'm gonna lay down this heavy load.
I know my robe is gonna fit me right.
I'm gonna lay down this heavy load.
Cause I'm washed in the blood, yes, pure and white.
I'm gonna lay down this heavy load.
Larry and Steve here. Here's to up and coming stars.
I'm a dad of you.
I was alone and I was a sinner too. When I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do, and I took my master's hand and I joined that Christian band, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I've got my bloodstained banner, my staff is in my hand, and I'm taking it to Jesus over in that promised land. In distant land I've tried, crying sinner, come to God, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I've got my bloodstained banner, my staff is in my hand, and I'm taking it to Jesus over in that promised land. In distant lands I've tried, crying sinner, come to God, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
and the Alamo Sisters.
No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King.
No more dying
there, no more dying there.
Before
we are going to see the King.
And you know we'll be
no more dying
there, nation.
We are going to see the King.
No more dying,
no more dying,
because
we are going to see the King.
Singing
hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King.
Should there be any rivers we must cross? Should there be any mountains we must climb?
God will supply all the faith that we need. Give us strength to release the other side.
And we'll be singing soon. Oh, we'll be gonna win. And it won't be long. Cause
we are gonna win.
Now I said soon. Oh,
we'll
be gonna win. Singing
hallelujah, hallelujah. Gonna see the King. Soon and very soon. We are gonna see the King.
And it won't be long.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the
and salvation's wondrous.
John, see, what chapter am I here? Seventh chapter and the 37th part of the 37th verse. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I'm using the scripture today as a parable of the times of the life of Jesus. And the open door policy that Jesus Christ had, and the open door policy that he left with his disciples, with his evangelists, with his ministers. Jesus Christ was made subject to every demon power of hell. Because he came unto this earth bringing this glorious gospel that whosoever will could come. And people that are called of God from his only begotten, until those of today who carry this precious gospel, this old time religion, we are made vulnerable to every devious type of character in the world. And still, we have to maintain, hold steadfast, and preach the gospel to every creature. And look unto God as our rewarder of good. Jesus had among his disciples a man that had walked with Jesus Christ. He had seen the Savior of eternity touch the blind eyes and had seen them open. He had seen him touch the lepers and had seen them instantly cleansed. He had seen this man called Christ raise the dead. And really, there was no fault to be found in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The only creature without sin. The only creature that had never fallen to the temptation of sin. And yet, sitting around him and in his congregation, even one of his appointed, Satan entered into this man. And because of him, the body of Jesus Christ was slain. He was murdered. And he hung between heaven and earth, a living sacrifice for the remission of our sins. But Calvary was not finished there, or either the glorious message that he carried. For he told us, they hated me before you, and they'll hate you also. They rose up against me, and they falsely accused me, and they also will do the same things to you. In these last days, just before the coming of Jesus Christ, there's the greatest move abroad in the land. The spirit of Antichrist has been loosed upon the earth.
Amen.
And this same demonic spirit of Judas go after the body of Jesus Christ and crucify it. Use whatever means possible, but destroy it. Today you see one church after the other. One pastor, one leader, with their eyes filled with tears, because they have held out their hand with the manna of life to people. And those same people have turned upon them and rend them. Break their churches right down the middle and destroy them. This is the spirit. The same spirit of Antichrist that Jesus dealt with, that we are dealing with today.
Amen.
As we go these last few miles and these last few days before he makes his appearance, it's getting harder and harder all the time. And the attacks become more profound. We have had just recently a terrible, terrible disappointment, terrible shock. We had a person come among us. We stretched out our hand to them, gave them our hearts, gave them the gospel of Jesus Christ. They sat among us. They broke bread with us. And became a Judas. I think if we would analyze and look at each one of these events that happened to Jesus, John the Baptist, I'm sure that you can see the similarities in each of these events of how they happened. Herod was an adulterer. Judas had a great desire for money. And you put these two sins together, and you have a destruction. This person was carrying on an adulterous affair. And the person they were carrying it on with found out about us. And they came to the church. And they told the story. The person knew, as Herod knew, that we were not going to go for that. They knew that the lid had been pulled off of them. So they turned to our enemies and aligned themselves with them. than an attempt to destroy us. And I am asking you Christian people today to pray as you have never prayed in your life. We stood beside this person. Terrible, terrible surgery. Cried out to God for mercy for them to spare their life. When they were out of the hospital, they were completely broke, shutting off their phones, their lights. They called upon us for money. We loaned them $10,000. They owe us about $50,000 to $70,000 in labor, the foundation people. One of our young men said, when I saw this person the other night reach out and take hold of one of our enemies that he had aligned himself with, he said, I stood in shock and said, my God, we gave this man our own blood. Because 20 people gave blood. I'm telling you this because I see the days ahead as an organized plan to destroy this church, as well as all the others that are preaching the blood of Jesus Christ today. There's a move in the land to discredit and destroy every man and woman today that stands unshakable and unmovable before the face of the living God. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need your help. And it's times like these that you thank God. As the Apostle Paul said, some of you were murderers, some of you were thieves, some of you were all these things, but some of you had good hearts before God. And some of you, when you humbled yourself before a living God and asked Jesus to come into your heart, your lives really changed. You became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And old things passed away and all things became new in Him. There is no compromise. There is no place of compromise in the house of the living God. The standard must remain high. The laws of God must be written upon the table of our hearts in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are commanded by Him to keep His laws and His statutes. Regardless of what a person's life is, before they come into the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ, God says that He forgives us of our sins. That He washes them away in His own blood. And that He takes every sin that we have ever committed in our life and drowns it in the sea of His forgetfulness. And that He doesn't any longer remember it against us. It's what we do from that day on. But I don't believe that there is any person in this world as bad as the hypocrite. That's why Jesus spoke so vehemently against the hypocrite. It's because they're such a destruction. I tell you this today, and I ask you as Christians in the body of Jesus Christ, that you go to the throne of the living God, because all these things do. Outside the walls of the church is destroy the souls of the unsaved, because they don't understand these things. They cannot put them together. And that's why Satan enters into people to to create these kind of problems, knowing that it will stand between the ungodly and the Christ that died for them. I am not cast down. We can never put any faith in the arm of flesh, because any time we do, it's going to fail. But we must put our trust and our faith in the Christ who died for us. God made a promise unto us. He said in His Word, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And every devious character, every demented creature upon the face of this earth will never destroy the church and the body of Jesus Christ. It's secure in the rock of ages. And when Jesus looked into the heavens and declared it a finished work, I stand on record this afternoon saying, if this church is demolished by a bunch of adulterers and adulteresses and backsliders, then it's not of God anyway. Amen? It is not of God. But as Gamaliel said, if it be of God, you'll never destroy it. It's going to stand. I believe that there are a lot of people in this world today that are not hypocrites. I don't believe that everybody is sold out to a dollar, the lust of the flesh. But I believe that there are people who believe that God is a living reality and that His Word is true. And I ask God, pack this church with that kind of people. And reveal the others to us. Their names do not frighten us. We're not afraid of them. Because we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can stand before God and say, without wavering, Lord, I have preached Your word. The rest of it is up to You. It's God's children. It's God's church. The power of God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But people, I'm going to tell you something and listen to me. If there ever was a day or an hour that you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this is it. You shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Thus saith the Lord. And I'll tell you, it's going to be almost impossible for pastors, evangelists, leaders everywhere, and even the Christians, to be able to stand in these dark hours and in the times that we are heading for. The days before us are dark. But Jesus, He has never left us or forsaken us, and He never ever will. He never ever will. When I see every power of darkness surrounding a church and a group, nobody has to tell me what's going on there. I say the man's preaching the blood of Jesus Christ, or they're preaching the truth. Otherwise the devil would leave him alone. He wouldn't be after him in the first place. Satan is not after his own works, because Beelzebub doesn't cast out Beelzebub. He is after the people of God. But I stand before you united today in the body of Jesus Christ. And I pray fervently for every child of God everywhere, regardless of what banner they're running under, what denomination. My Lord and my God, spare thy people. Take us all through to eternal, everlasting glory in thy precious name. God has not forsaken his own, God forbid. But he is preparing us for the great battle and the darkness of the days that are ahead. He's preparing us. So let us be good scholars of the faith and accept it as all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. We can never see any good in the beginning of these things, but we must believe God. And you'll notice through these times of trials and testing, the strong will grow stronger and the weak will fall away. Amen. God is making a great separation. And I'll tell you another thing that you notice. When these attacks come, you'll see two armies rise up. And I'll tell you, it's the most incredible thing in this world how these fallen away backsliders find each other. But they do. They're of a familiar spirit. And they'll find each other to the four corners of the earth. And you'll see them begin to align themselves against the people of God. But then you'll see the blood washed begin to line up on the other side. They really know what to do about it.
Right.
They get on their knees before God and they begin to cry out to a living God. And God begins to move for them. I don't believe this person will live very long. I say before you truthfully this afternoon, they won't live very long. You can't do these kind of things. It's impossible. The Bible says so. And I don't believe that they will live long. But I ask Christians everywhere to pray. Pray for the people of God. Jesus is still a healer. He's still a Savior. He's never going to change. And all these things do to me is make me to know how real He is. And how real this fight is that we have today. Satan isn't playing any kind of games today. He's playing for keeps. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm one he's not going to get. I made a decision a long time ago. I'm not going to spend eternity in hell. When Jesus died for me, he set me free. And he who the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm going to ask the Christians, the body of Christ, to stand together and to acknowledge. And I want you to sing it to the top of your lungs. The King is coming. And we have victory over the powers of hell and darkness.
Amen.
In his name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he touched me.
Shackled by a heavy burden.
Oh, come on, Christian. Did he touch you?
Need the Lord
here. Did you feel Jesus touch you? Didn't feel Jesus touch you. You're already dead.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody, sing it.
And
thank you.